Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, in Washington, the coronavirus was the subject of an all-Senate briefing this morning before lawmakers filed into the Senate for the final day of Democrats' opening arguments in the impeachment trial of President Trump. Scott Wong is senior staff writer at The Hill in Washington. And Scott, we're going to get to impeachment in just a minute. But first, you spoke with senators coming out of this coronavirus meeting. What did they tell you?
Well, they just got a briefing from these Trump administration officials. Obviously, people are taking this very seriously. The CDC, NIH, and State Department all briefed behind closed doors when these senators emerged. They talked about how this was not yet a public health crisis here in the United States, but they were informed about this now second case in Chicago. In fact, Dick Durbin, the senior senator from Illinois, said he had no idea about this case until he sat in that briefing and heard from the Trump administration officials themselves. Now, what they're saying is three things. They're saying that this they believe this virus is transmitted. It's an airborne virus. They believe that there it has a two-week incubation period. And they also believe that it can remain on objects after somebody sneezes or coughs, for example. And so these are some of the early things we're learning about this virus. But obviously, this is a fast-moving story.
Yeah, they're keeping a close eye on that. So will we. There is some impeachment news today that I want to ask you about. ABC News is reporting that there is an audio recording of President Trump at a private dinner in April of 2018 calling for the firing of then-ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. The president is heard reportedly saying, take her out, get her out tomorrow. And he's also reportedly speaking with Lev Parnas. That is the indicted associate of Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Again, just this week, Trump denied knowing Parnas. But Scott, it does look like or sound like this recording is in line with what Parnas has said recently in public interviews. What's your read on the importance of this development?
Yeah, I think President Trump and a lot of Republicans who are appearing in these photos with Parnas that he and his attorney are tweeting out have said, look, we take pictures with a lot of different people. We don't know who a lot of these people are. And that's the case with Lev Parnas. Now, if the audio is legitimate, then it shows Lev Parnas and his business colleague Igor Fruman, both of who are indicted on unrelated campaign finance charges. It shows that they had a much closer relationship with the president. They appear to have been attending a private, intimate dinner with the president at the president's hotel just down the street from the White House. And, you know, you can hear laughing on the audio the way it's described, as well as the president saying, these things, take Yovanovitch out, get rid of her.
Hmm. In terms of the actual trial itself, Scott, yesterday it was kind of notable how often the House Democrats invoked the name of Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Of course, they're part of this impeachment inquiry. Joe Biden is running for president. So you'd think that the Democrats wouldn't want to go there. Why do you think they did?
Well, I think they're trying to preempt some of the arguments that will be made by Jay Sekulow and other members of the president's team once they hand off this case and the defense steps up and begins to defend the president beginning as soon as tomorrow. And so, you know, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden are in many ways at the center of this because that's what the president says he was investigating. He wanted to get to the bottom of what he described as corruption with Hunter Biden involved in this Ukrainian natural gas company. And so Democrats know that that onslaught is coming. And so they're trying to anticipate that by saying Hunter Biden and Joe Biden did nothing wrong. That was an argument you heard from Sylvia Garcia, one of the House impeachment managers. But Republicans, including Jay Sekulow, have said this provides now an opening for us to call Hunter Biden as a witness. We're not sure where that's going to end up, whether we even will see any witnesses in this impeachment trial. But certainly that's going to be a line from Republicans going forward.
Well, in fact, let's hear from Jay Sekulow, the president's lead lawyer, talking about how they do plan on capitalizing on the Democrats' mentioning of Biden.
What I don't understand is for the last 5 hours, It's been a lot about Joe Biden and Burisma. They kind of opened the door for that response. So we'll determine as a defense team the appropriate way to do it.
So the defense team starts tomorrow. The president is kind of not happy about it. He says Saturday is the Death Valley in TV. What do you expect? We've just got about 30 seconds here.
Well, that's true. And the president obviously is a reality TV president. He has experience in TV. And so he realizes that nobody's going to be watching on the weekends. And he wants the defense to start with a bang. That's why there is discussion up on Capitol Hill about possibly pushing the defense off until Monday so that they can start with more momentum.
Scott Wong at the Hill in Washington, putting in some long hours this week. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.